You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit HelloAlma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's HelloAlma.com/therapy30.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Monday as we get set for NFL Week 14. Yes, we're looking ahead already. We do have a Monday night game tonight. We'll give you our final lightning bets for the Monday night game, Bills-Patriots, in a couple minutes. And, of course, we'll finalize a same-game parlay for tonight's game. But let's do it. Our first look at the board for Week 14. So earlier in the show, Mike Lombardi told us he is on the Giants getting 10.5 now at the Chargers. That was Mike's first thought on the board for Week 14. My first thought when I looked at it last night, I like the Browns coming off a bye against a Ravens offense that is struggling. Second time seeing that team in 3 weeks. So my first play, the first thought I have as I look at the board is the Browns. It was -1.5. It is now down to 2. Joe, what hits you when you look at the board Week 14? First thoughts.
Browns, huh?
Browns, bounce back win.
So, wow, this is some big-time adjustment. I know a lot of times when it moves around zero, it's not a big deal because for the most part you're picking the team to win. The look-ahead last week was Baltimore -1, and now Cleveland's not on our TVs. So now, oh, they look so much better. I mean, that's just wow, is the market telling us they are way down on the Ravens? I don't think it changes if they convert that 2-point conversion, but you have a close game against the Steelers yesterday, and then all of a sudden the market reacts. Browns -2. I don't think it gets a 3. If it gets a 3, I'd probably go to the Baltimore side, but the total of 42.5 is probably the most interesting part of that because we have two offenses that have been just pathetic over the last month plus. Two really good coaches. But the quarterback play has really struggled. I understand why you're on the Browns. I get it. Ravens are really, really tough to back right now.
Could be a Ravens tease spot if it's in this area, right? You could get the Ravens
right now. Is a great time. It's a great teaser, like right there. I mean, the underdogs that are most appealing are so gross. So bad.
Like, what are you thinking here?
Like, the Saints are favored by 6 on the road. Ah, how? Taysom Hill?
I know.
Are they doing that again? Really? Raiders getting 8.5 a lot at Arrowhead. Chiefs, I don't know that they should have lost, but they should not have covered that game. They're a mess right now, and the strength of the team is the defense. Divisional matchup, getting more than a touchdown. Raiders, when you're down on them, they show up, and then when you start to back them is when they're a complete no-show. So yeah, I would take a look at Raiders 8.5 for sure. Seahawks are favored by more than a touchdown, guys.
On the road.
That's weird.
Low totals everywhere, lower 40s, which means we're going to have some great opportunities for some teasers if we want. Seattle will be a popular teaser. You get that down to -1.5. But I am not looking at that matchup against San Francisco and saying, oh, they're back. They're the playoff Seahawks team that we're used to every single season. I need to see if Davis Mills is playing because I'm not going to back him with any of my money. But that's a look. Like, I see mediocre teams favored by more than a touchdown, which makes me want to go run the other way, like Denver minus eight against Detroit.
I don't know. I kind of like the Bengals. Oh, I was wondering if you guys were frozen there for a second.
It looked like Joe. Yeah, Joe definitely was frozen. The Bengals. What do we have here?
It's plus one, and the 49ers, they're on the road again. It's another long trip for them to the East Coast. They've done that, twice? It'll be twice now in the last month. They had an early bye, so maybe this is a good spot for the Bengals.
I cannot bet on Cincinnati in this spot because, was it last year? What was it? Or no, that, God, I'm going back 2 years now. It was early in the season and they just went there and they creamed them. It was 41-17.
Okay, so I think it was week one. I think it was week one of the Super Bowl.
Week
right?
two. Yeah, it was week two. And the line was like a coin flip and they just smothered them. Cincinnati, I get it. It's tough to get a good gauge on this team.
You notice the money line? Let's go two.
Yeah, it's even. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, Burrow's pinky. What's going on? Like, that's kind of a. I mean, I know Burrow's he came back pinky. And looked all right, but. Yeah.
Anyone want the football team plus 4.5?
I'm wondering if this is a great spot. Is this the top of the Washington market?
Yes.
Of course it is. Go the other way. And the Cowboys Dallas. Roll. Yeah.
And Dallas covered. Wasn't it the same number? No, it was. Earlier in the week, but it ended up closing closer to six or six and right. a half. But yeah. a similar number at New Orleans, and Dallas didn't look good on Thursday.
No.
And they
no.
covered.
It never felt like they weren't going to cover, but they didn't look good. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. So Dallas coaches City. Could be on them. Right. Dallas's coaches could be on them for 10 days. That's an emotional win for Washington. That feels like it's tough to come back and be as up. Also, if you're the Cowboys, you could just end this little cute little Washington thing. Like, the division could be pretty yep. much wrapped up if the Cowboys win. Cowboys lose. I mean, the NFC East feels still alive for, you know, Washington mostly. But that's – I like the Cowboys in this spot.
How they look tonight could impact things. But I got to tell you, I really like Tampa Bay at minus -3 against Buffalo.
The so matchup.
The Trey White injury will come into play. Yeah, just the matchup. And Brady's just rolling along. I mean – you could make a strong case. I think most people who have Arizona number one in the power ranks because of they have best record in football. Kyler came back. He looked pretty good, even though it was an easy matchup. You can make a case that Tampa is the best team going right now.
I might take the over now before it jumps up. I feel like you might get Buffalo beat up after a division game. Whoa. Short week. It's 53. Buffalo. All Buffalo wants to do is throw, right? They're not going to even think about running. That actually plays into them scoring against the Bucs defense. And we
That's
know
what Brady's doing right now.
Right. I mean, why isn't this a – I mean, this could be a 33-27 type of game.
Yep.
Yeah, that feels like a high scoring. And I think that number will go up as the week goes on. Barring injuries on the offensive side for Buffalo tonight, that will go to 54.5, 55.
Anybody willing to bite? This is tough. But I also don't want to lay 10 with the Titans.
I had the same thought.
I can't. But it's going to be hard to bet the Jaguars.
They're so bad.
It's always hard to bet the Jaguars.
Right, but the Titans, why are they laying 10? Henry's still going to be out.
Yep.
Julio's still out. Is A.J. Brown still out?
A.J. Brown went to the IR last week, right?
Oh, yeah. Did too.
Yeah.
They're all out.
Have they played once? They played once and Henry ran all over them. Is that right? They played in October in Jacksonville, I believe, the week before that Jacksonville lost the Jets. Or the Jets beat the Titans. I think they played in that game.
They beat them in Jacksonville.
19. Yeah. 37-19. Henry had 130. Tannehill 197.
Interesting. I don't know. I can't lay 10.
Titans are trash, though.
Yeah, but how could you feel good about betting the Jaguars on a Monday?
No, you don't want
to start the week that way. I mean, that's no way to start your week.
What do you guys feel about the Lions? You willing to take the 8 at Denver?
No. That's my instinct is to like
yes
like, even though they're coming off the big win.
Is it a letdown or is it a jump start? Hey, they finally got over that hump and now they maybe I don't know roll off.
They always cover though. That's the one thing about the Lions. Even if it's a letdown and they lose, I don't know if they'll. Eight's kind of a big number, right?
How is Denver against a mediocre team?
How is Denver covering that number?
Well, but Denver has smashed bad teams. That's how they got off to a 3-0 start. Jets, Giants, Jaguars.
Seems like a football team goes in there.
Yeah, like
they got beat.
Isn't Denver like the sad bully? They bully like the really wimpy teams, and then they get bullied by the really good teams. It's hard for me to feel good about the Lions after their first win. I just wonder if it was a year they hadn't won in a year. Can Campbell get them back up? The next challenge for Dan Campbell: win game number two after you win game number one. Here's one that I think is interesting: Cardinals are laying less than a field goal next Monday night against the Rams.
When did Monday night get all the good games?
I know. 2 weeks before we got it.
Yeah.
Is there still a Manning cast?
Tonight there is.
Is that done? There is? Oh, okay, good.
That's great. For this game, Belichick on the sideline. You get the Mannings involved in this. This is great. I would take the Cardinals less than a field goal next Monday night.
100% I'll take the Cardinals. Yeah. You have to.
Wow.
Also, Rams on the road
against a good team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Paul.
Stafford got beat up too yesterday.
That was the one game I saw less of than any other. So same. I was wondering, there was no chatter about Stafford's injury, right? Because they steamrolled the competition. Right. He got beat up though by the Jaguars defense.
He got like high load or like kind of crushed at one point. He came back pretty quickly, but I mean, he wasn't on the injury report, but he was already dealing with some things. So
hit to the chest.
What do you think Arizona's going to do? This is a blitz heavy defense. They're going to send him all day. All day against Stafford. I really like Arizona in that spot. Anybody worried about laying 12.5, 13 with the Packers?
Can we make it 21.5?
Alt line? Let's go.
Alt line? Like, how? Like the Cardinals got a bunch of short fields, but to be fair, they were not clicking on all cylinders, and the Bears were running the ball on them a little bit. And the Packers defense has gotten better every week. Just how does this stay within two touchdowns?
Well, especially since Aaron Rodgers owns them.
That's the thing. He's gonna go for the throat. Go for the throat.
Okay, let's look at recent history. The October game, the I Own You game, they didn't win by 13. That was a 10-point game. Touchdown at the end.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Fields played though. That was Fields.
January. Remember that? I think this was another Sunday night game. They won by 19 over the Bears. In 2020 in November, they won by 16. 2019 in December, they won by 8. We had a 7-point game in 2019. So actually, the Bears kind of keep it closer more often than I expected.
Well, wasn't Nagy's first game on the road in Green Bay a Sunday night game?
To open a season.
2018. Yes. They played well. I was like, oh, this Bears team might be pretty good. Since then, it's gone to
hell. They lost by one point. This line is probably going to be – he's going to be the biggest underdog of his 4 years, Matt Nagy's 4 years here. Bears double-digit dogs once again. They were double-digit dogs against Tampa Bay. Bucks covered. Last year in the playoffs against New Orleans, Saints covered. And this is – for the third time. If you're telling me you got to pick a side, I'm going to take Green Bay 100 times out of 100 off Aaron Rodgers off the bye. He dominates this rivalry. It's not really a rivalry, but.
And they're fighting for a bye. They're fighting for one seed. There's motivation here for the Packers. Yeah.
Arizona, Green Bay, back-to-back weeks. See ya, Nagy.
What a rough ending. So early on, I like some favorites here. That my first lean is favorites in this week. The short favorites, right? Like, you know, Cardinals, Bucks, Browns. I'm with them, the Vikings. That line feels really low for the Vikings on Thursday. Only 3-point. I mean, I know they lost the Lions, right? I'm not trying to excuse what just happened. But I wonder what the look-ahead line was with Pittsburgh coming off of getting beat up by the Bengals last week. This had to be 4 or 5 look-ahead.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we're getting a little bit of a discount because the Steelers pulled off the win yesterday.
Yep. Right, like if let's say Mark Andrews catches the ball in the end zone, right? The Ravens win on the two-point conversion. And let's say Jared Goff's last pass just falls down. He just incomplete. Vikings coming off a win, Steelers off a loss. Nothing really changes with these teams. The line is different. It's, I think, probably maybe 2 points different. Could be five here.
I'd say it's in that 4, 4.5 range for sure.
Yeah. All right, we're in on Kirk Cousins on Thursday. Can't wait. That's the way to start the week. We're talking about the Jaguars Sunday.
It's Kirk too Thursday. Soon. It's too soon for me. Paul, I just got burned by the Vikings.
Paul, I need to prepare myself. Are you in on New England? Okay.
Oh. In on what?
I was going to say, is Minnesota 1 of 5?
No. No, it is not.
You sure? You sure?
Uh-oh.
No, I hate the Vikings. I hate that team so much.
I need a break.
I'm done with
them. We need a break from them.
We need a break, but we're going to bet them on Thursday.
Yes. Yeah. We need a contest break. This is the fourth quarter. We got to have everything lined up.
Come on. You guys know how this story goes with the Vikings. They blow the Steelers out on Thursday. They look good again. Oh, they'll make the playoffs. They'll lose one of those games to the Bears. This is what's going to happen. This is the Kirk Cousins.
And the Bears
Vikings.
Do that to them. What was it like a couple years ago? Week 17, Bears had nothing to play for. Right. The Vikings
it put the
everything.
Eagles in. It put the Eagles into them beat the Bears. Yeah.
But you know what I realized? I realized that I love this Week 14 card. And Minnesota doesn't necessarily make the top five. There's enough value on the board, especially with some big dogs.
With you.
Yeah, and you can't force it, right? You can't force the idea of because that's burned you guys before when you force the Thursday pick as you lose the injury stuff with quarterbacks like the Giants, right?
Michael laughed at Hawk.
Stack a Dollar just said I thought we sent the Vikings to the chair and now we're like already talking.
They got
about
out.
Money.
They got
the
out.
Phone's ringing. The phone's ringing. Yeah.
Hey,
it's the stay of
listen,
execution.
You
that
bet
money came in hot.
You got a we got a bet on Thursday. So, do you want to back the Vikings or Roethlisberger? You tell me. It's got to be one or the other.
Plus, Monday reaction versus the next weekend betting, they're totally different things. We're reacting because we're upset we lost, and then we're going to do it again the next weekend. That's what happens. That's what we do.
I want to go with old man Ben in this one.
No, Joe-O, I don't know.
Joe-O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sports. But coming up next, lightning bets, including our same game parlay for Monday Night Football right here on the BetQL Network.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for real.